Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying together Yeshayahu, Perek Chaf Vav, the 26th Perek. It seems from a superficial read of the Perek that this Perek is continuing to talk about what the last one was talking about. In other words, the end of days, the destruction of our enemies, and the celebration of Am Yisrael returning to their previous glory and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, if we read deeper, there's actually a different component inside of this Perek, which the Malbim speaks about, which I'd like to explore with you today. The Perek opens with a song, and it's unclear exactly where the song ends along the Perek, but I'm going to read it the way many of the Mefarshim do, that it is the first four psukim of the Perek, which are the song. Bayom Hahu, Pasuk Aleph tells us, on that day being the day of the end of times, when Mashiach comes, Yushar Hashir Hazeh Be'eretz Yehuda, this song that we're about to look at will be sung in the land of Yehuda. Ir Azlanu, a city that is our strength. Yeshua Yashit Chomot V'Chel, he'll make victorious in the inner and the outer walls of the city. What city are we talking about, says Rashi? Yerushalayim, because it's always Yerushalayim. Shehaya me'az tamid lanu le'oz, that is our source of strength as we daven for thousands of years. Be'li Yerushalayim ircha berachamim tashov. And one day a song will once again be sung in Yerushalayim, this our precious city. And we're going to sing the following song. Pasuk Bay says, Pishu sha'arim v'yavo goit tzadik. Open up your gates and allow the righteous, this righteous nation to go in. Shomer emunim, this nation that has been guarding its faithfulness. And the symbolism, according to Rashi, is so profound. Pitru Sharim, we're opening up the gates of Yerushalayim, which were once closed to us. And this symbol of Geula is the opening of the gates of allowing Am Yisrael to come in. We're putting away the blockades, putting away the ghetto walls, and we're allowing Am Yisrael to come back into Eretz Yisrael. The Metzudas David reads it slightly differently. He says, we're taking away the gates because we don't need protection. And it's not that we weren't allowed in, but that we didn't want other people to come in. And so, Pitru Sha'arim means it's now a time of world peace, as we've seen previously in Yeshayahu Perek Yud Aleph. Everything is in a state of peace, so we can open up the gates and allow those whoever wants to come in and out, because we're not threatened or scared of anybody. And we are the nation who are Shomer Emunim. We're holding on to our Emuna. And so Pasuk Dalad tells us, a people who are still in Galus, a people who are still suffering through exile, and Yeshayahu is speaking to his generation and for the hundreds and hundreds of generations to come afterwards, since one day the gates will open, since one day we will sing that eternal song, so today, bitchu b'Hashem adei ad, have faith in Hashem eternally, and the Ibn Ezra says this is fathers telling their children, have emuna in Hashem, ki baka Hashem tzur olamim, because with the yud and a hey, Hashem was the rock of or formed the worlds. And famously, the Gemara Brachas tells us that Hashem formed two worlds, the upper world, the spiritual world, and the lower world, the physical one. And he did it with a yud and a hey, a yud belonging to the upper worlds, and the hey belonging to this world. And there's various different interpretations of why that's so. The next part of the Perek, as I said, I'm going to read according to the Malbim, even though there are various ways of reading this Perek. Pasuk Zayin says as follows, Orach letzadikim meisharim, the path of the righteous is righteousness. Yashar ma'agal tzadik tipales. The straightening of the righteous path of this tzadik will be measured. So the way the Malbim reads this as follows. The path of the righteous should be straight, implies that it is the responsibility of a tzaddik to not question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Hashem is just and Hashem is fair, and it is the path of a tzaddik to say, I accept Hashem's ways without question. But when the tzaddik reverts from that path and he goes in a magal, he goes in a circular way, when he starts to understand why is it that the world functions on the level of tzaddik v'ralo, that a righteous person suffers, and rush of a tovlo and a wicked prosper, when he starts to figure out these roundabout things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tepales, should measure that. In other words, they don't consider it to be wicked that he's asking these questions, because he is a righteous person, and yet he still struggles with this question. And the Perek is going to help us understand how a righteous person can struggle with the question of theodicy, of tzaddik v'ralo. Because, and here's almost the disclaimer that the tzaddik says in Pasuk Ches, Af orach mishpatecha Hashem kivinucha. Hashem, even when you are showing us strict justice and strict midas hadin, we still trust you, we still hope for you. L'shimcha u'lezichrecha ta'avat nafesh. Your name and your memory is all that we desire. Nafshi iviticha belaila, af ruchi bekirbi asharachecha. Hashem, I hope for you and I wait for you at night. Even in the times when it's dark, when it's nighttime, my ruach, my spirit inside of me, asharachecha, says the Malbim, is from the word shachar, waits for the morning. I wait for the day in which I could see your justice, Hashem. But Hashem, given that I am unquestioning and I'm faithful, please allow me to ask the following question. Don't see me as unfaithful to you, Hashem, when I ask. Pasuk Ches, Yuchan Rasha Balamad Tzedek. It doesn't seem fair that you give so much favor, chen, to the Rasha, and he doesn't learn righteousness. Be'eretz nochachot ya'avel, and he continues to sin. Ubal yireh ge'ut Hashem, and he refuses to see God's hand in his life. Hear me out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it that the wicked people seem to be having all of your favor? Why are they doing well? Because Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem, I know, Hashem rama yadcha bal yechezayun. I've been told that Hashem lifts up his hand in order to not see. What's he not seeing? He's not seeing the acts of human beings, ke'ilu not seeing. It's as if he's not seeing so that he can still give people free choice. Hashem looks away in order to allow us to play out our own destinies and make our own choices. But Hashem, yechazu, maybe you should see. Yevoshu kinas am af esh tzarech tochlem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think it's round about time now that you give us a better answer than that. That answer isn't good enough. You should see. Look at the sins of the wicked people. Be zealous for your people. Consume the wicked with fire and allow us to have our glory. Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem, it's time for us to have peace now, not them. Hashem, tishpat shalom lanu. Hashem, give us peace. Ki gam kol ma'aseinu pa'alta lanu. Because isn't that all for us? Surely we've paid off our dues for our sins. Surely we can make some sort of arrangement with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem, don't see me as someone who doesn't have faith. Don't see me as somebody who's questioning your existence or your goodness. Hashem, I don't. And yet I'm still struggling with this question. We know that this question of Tzadik Viralo is a question that even Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with. And thus the reading of this perek is so beautiful in us understanding how Yeshayahu is representing the man of Galus, asking Hashem to explain how it could be that we've been through such a long exile. And we ask, Hashem, don't we deserve a little bit of peace? Because Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem Elokeinu, Ba'alunu Adonim Zulatecha, Hashem, rulers, other than you, have been our masters for a very long time. We have been accountable to people who were not you, Hashem. Levad Bachanas Kirshmecha, and through it all, we stayed loyal to you, Hashem. We have been to death camps and death marches and crematoria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we got up and we had faith in you, Hashem. Meitim bal yechyu, refa'im bal yakumu. Is it really fair that people should die al kiddush Hashem and not get to live again? Should that really be how the way world works? Lachen pakadita v'tashmidem v'ta'abed kol zecher lamo. Should you really judge them and kill them and cut them off forever? As I have mentioned, this is the Malbim's reading. Others read it differently. The Rashi, for example, reads this pasuk, not as a question, but as a tefillah. Hashem, yehi ratzon, may it be that, and for him, the people dying here, meitim belo yichyu, is not talking about the tzaddikim, but it's talking about the wicked people. Hashem, let the wicked people die without getting up. Punish the wicked. Either way, you can see that the Mefarshim are reading this perek as a person who's trying to understand, trying to plea for and beg for a world of tzaddik v'tovlo, that the righteous people will get goodness, for Rasha and the wicked will die down. And Pasuk Tes Vav, according to the Malbim, this person continues, this questioner, and says, Yasafta l'goy Hashem, Yasafta l'goy nichbadata. You've added and added to the other nations, to our enemies. They keep repopulating. They keep having more and more children. They're becoming more and more prosperous. And then nichbadata becomes a question. Have you gained kavod from these people? Are they creating a Kiddush Hashem and teaching the world about you, Hashem? They aren't. Rechakta kol kitzvei aretz. They sent you away to all the corners of the earth. They denied you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ensured that the world lived in denial of you, Hashem. But Hashem, that's not us. Us, your people, Am Yisrael, we did differently. Pasuk Tezayin. Hashem betzar pekaducha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in their stress, Am Yisrael reached out to you. Tzakun lachash mosrach lamo. They poured out their silent prayers to you when you reproached them. You were hurting them, and they still turned to you, and they gave you a hug, and they reached out to you. There's a beautiful story Rav Shimshon Pinkas describes of a time that he dressed up for Purim as a bear, fully those bear costumes that go all the way. It's got a hat and a body, and he decided to surprise his kids, and he knocked on his front door, and his six-year-old son opens the door and sees a bear standing at the front door, and he starts screaming. He's terrified, and he's yelling, and he's shouting, and the father quickly, Rav Pinkas quickly pulls off the head of the bear. And even though he's wearing a bear costume from his neck down, the top of his face is the Abba. And he says to his kid, don't worry, it's me, it's Tati, it's Abba. And the little kid runs into the arms of the bear and says, Tati, Tati, I'm so scared of the bear. And that's really our dynamic, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that through all of our tsar, through all of our suffering, we turn towards the suffering. We turn towards the pain, and in it we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Hashem, Hashem, I'm so afraid of this pain that you're giving me. And this Jew of exile who's battling to understand its suffering and battling to understand the wicked people's prosperous life, that person is now given a new mashal in the next couple of psukim. It describes a woman who is about to give birth. Kumohara takriv la ledet. She's about to give birth, and we, as the Jewish people in exile, are about to birth geula, birth redemption. Tachil titzak b'chavaleha. She's screaming out. She's crying in her birth pains. Kein hayinu mipanecha, Hashem. We're that woman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're crying out to Hashem, saying, Hashem, help us. Help us. We're in pain. Something's happening, and the journey of galus is described as birth pains, that it's painful, but something good is going to come of it. And yet, Pasuk Yud Ches perhaps gives us a more dismal reality, which is Harnu Chalnu Kamo Yaladnu. We were pregnant and we were having labor pains as if we were giving birth. But Yaladnu Ruach, Yaladnu Ruach, Rashi reads, is that even though we were going through birth pains, what we gave birth to was nothing. Ruach is just like a nothingness, just the wind. We're just passing gas. It wasn't a real baby, Hashem, and we've been through so much pain. And we come out of these painful Jewish experiences, war after war, tragedy after tragedy. And that's what we do as Jews. We say, this is Geula. Geula's coming, right? And on all our WhatsApp groups, everybody's saying, maybe Mashiach's coming. And this is the sign of Mashiach. And this is the sign of Mashiach. Just as a woman who's been through a terribly long labor, with each pain, she thinks, the baby's coming now, right? It's all over. I'm sure the baby's coming. And then, tragically, Yaladnu Ruach, nothing comes of it. And we have to get up again and rebuild our faith once more. The way the Malbim reads this pasuk is magnificent. He says, Ruach doesn't mean I gave birth to nothing. Yaladnu Ruach means I gave birth to spirit. I gave birth after every single Jewish tragedy to the spirit of hope, to the spirit of faith, to the spirit of the Jewish home, of the Jewish eternity. That's what comes of every Jewish tragedy. We get stronger and stronger. We birth our own spirit, our own hope, and our own eternity. And perhaps this is the beginning of the answer of that chutzpahdik tzaddik who's turning to Hashem and asking the question, that tzaddik that says, I'm not questioning you, God, but I'm struggling here. I'm struggling to understand why wicked people are doing so well and why it's so, so painful to live through Jewish history. Maybe it's because Yaladnu Ruach, we're here to give birth to our own hope. And that's maybe what Pasuk Chaf wraps up the parak for us and says, Lech Ami, bo b'chadarecha. Go, my nation, go into your room. Skor dlatecha, go close your doors, ba'adecha, behind you. Chavi kim'at rega, ad ya'avor za'am. Wait there, hide there, just for a little moment, until Hashem's anger has been subdued. And this is the answer. Yeshayahu turns to this person, this Jew of exile, and he says, go to the room and close your door. Which room are we talking about? Perhaps, like Rashi understands, if we're talking about the Bate Midrash, go to your base Midrash, go to your shuls, turn towards your places which are the rock of your faith. Go inside there and wait it out, because at the end, the galus will end. Or maybe close your doors, some of Farshim suggest, means the doors of your mouth. Go, keep your thoughts back in. Swallow those ideas that you've just spoken out. Keep your mouth closed. Don't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until the time that Hashem's Midas HaDin, judgment, turns to Midas HaRachamim. Or maybe, most poignantly, close the doors of your heart. Don't let it shatter to a million pieces. Strengthen yourself. Mitzudas David says, strengthen yourself with good actions, with chesed, with kindness, with loving each other. Take a deep breath and hold on, because I know that it feels like these are the final birth pains, but we don't know when those final birth pains will come. We don't know when the story will end, but we do know that at the end, we will give birth to Geula, to redemption, and we will be able to celebrate eternally in Yerushalayim, in that precious city, the city of our strength, that's the source of our strength, b'mehera v'yameinu. Thank you for learning together with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refuah Shelema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.